Time to take our weekly look at some of the big stories from the world of sports. This is Lee Middleton, and coming up on The World at Play. The showpiece of American sport is almost with us, and American football fans are going gaga. Europe's premier international rugby union tournament returns, and yet more doping controversy in athletics. Let's start then with one of the biggest sporting spectaculars of the year. The venue, Energy Stadium in Houston, Texas. The date, this Sunday, February the 5th. The event is, of course, Super Bowl 51. The end-of-season championship showcase for the NFL is just around the corner, and it's a tale of opposite ends of the American football spectrum as the New England Patriots make their 9th Super Bowl appearance, the most appearances of any team in NFL history, and they'll be hoping for their 5th victory. The Patriots will take on the Atlanta Falcons, who make their 2nd Super Bowl appearance and will be hoping for their very first win in the big game. It's likely to be a tale of the quarterbacks as well. Most commentators and fans agree that Tom Brady and Matt Ryan are the two best in the business right now, and how they perform is likely to have a huge impact on the final result. Super Bowl 51 is live around the world this Sunday with the halftime show headlined by Lady Gaga, and whichever way the game finishes, it's guaranteed that records will be broken. It's a similar shaped ball, but a totally different game. Rugby Union will be dominating TV screens across Europe this weekend with the return of the Six Nations Championship. England are the defending champions after completing the Grand Slam in 2016. They kick off their campaign against France at Twickenham on Saturday. The opening game takes place at Murrayfield in Edinburgh as Scotland play Ireland. And then on Sunday, Wales travel to Italy, hoping for a winning start to this year's Six Nations. 4 days of extreme winter sport took place over the course of last weekend. The 15th edition of the Winter X Games went largely as predicted, with the US dominating the medals table, winning 12 gold, 15 silver and 15 bronze. Nice to see Australia winning a silver medal this time around. They're not exactly known for their snow sports over there, are they? And it was a good games for Sweden's Daniel Bodin, who secured 2 golds in the men's freestyle and the best tricks competition. Another week and another post-event failed drug test for Russia. Russia have been stripped of their 4x400m relay silver from the London 2012 Olympics after sprinter Antonina Krivoshapka tested positive for the steroid turanabol. The ruling is likely to see Jamaica and Ukraine promoted to silver and bronze respectively, behind the United States, who took the gold. More athletics news, and the former Deputy General Secretary of the IAAF has been expelled by the Athletics World Governing Body for concealing a €30,000 payment and misleading an investigation. Nick Davis was banned on the 10th of June last year over allegations he was one of 3 officials who took money to delay naming Russian drug cheats, and his expulsion has been confirmed this week. Looking ahead to the weekends and an event that could give athletics the boost it really does need at the moment, the inaugural Nitro Athletics Series in Melbourne, Australia, featuring the Olympic champion Usain Bolt. It takes place this Sunday. 6 international teams made up of 24 athletes battle it out in traditional events such as the 100 and 200 metres and the pole vault, and also compete in several new events including an elimination mile, a mixed hurdles relay, a mixed long jump and the target javelin. You wouldn't like to be the target though, would you? Tennis fans get to see the first round of this year's Davis Cup across the weekend. 8 games taking place, including defending champions Argentina taking on Italy. Great Britain, they play against Canada. The European Golf Tour is in the desert this weekend for the Dubai Desert Classic, while stateside, the PGA Tour is in Arizona for the Phoenix Open. And finally, football. It's back to league action for the vast majority of Europe's top leagues. In the English Premier League, a huge game in London as Arsenal play Chelsea in a first versus third clash. Tottenham and Liverpool, currently second and fourth, have potentially easier ties against league strugglers Middlesbrough and Hull, respectively. Real Madrid will be looking to avenge their shock cup exit when they take on Celta Vigo in La Liga this weekend. Barcelona, they play on Friday against Atletico Bilbao. In Italy, Juventus stretched their lead over Roma to 4 points last weekend. They've got a tough test, though, this weekend against Inter Milan. And finally, a huge game in French Ligue 1 as it's first against second, Monaco play Nice. Now, as always, whatever your sport and whoever your team, we wish them the very best of luck for this weekend. This is Lee Middleton, and make sure you join me at the same time back here next week for more from the World at Play.